this episode, we're doing a smoothie designed to help boost your immunity. Welcome to Bite Me, the show about edibles where I help you take control of your high life. I am your host, Marge. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening. Before I get into this week's episode, I just want to give a big shout out to Steve from Minnesota who bought 5 cookies via the Buy Me a Cookie platform. Thank you so much, Steve. It really means a lot and really does help to support the show because there are quite a few costs associated with running a podcast like this, which probably comes as no surprise to anybody listening. And if you too want to show your support in this way, then by all means, head on over to Bite Me a Cookie. I believe there's links at the bottom of the show notes in the podcast player and over on the website. And if that's not something you're interested in doing, there's all kinds of other ways you can support the show. You can leave a rating and a review. You can share episodes with friends and family. All those kinds of things really do help spread the word about Bite Me, the show about edibles. So however you see fit, it's always appreciated because I am a small independent podcaster making my way in a world of big fish. And there's lots of edibles enthusiasts out there just like us who would probably love to talk and listen about edibles. So speaking of, let's get into this week's recipe. So it is cold where I'm at right now. We've been in a real cold snap. And as most of you know, I'm in Canada. I'm in Ontario, Canada. And it has been about minus 25 to minus 30 degrees Celsius lately, which if you're not familiar with Celsius, it's pretty damn cold. I'm not sure how that converts over to Fahrenheit. I'm not familiar with that system. But let's just say that when you go outside, your face, and if you're not dressed for the weather, you are not going to last very long. So it's been very cold, which as a result means that many Canadians, even if they're getting outside and enjoying some winter activities, as we like to do, we're pretty good at hibernating as well because it gets dark really early and it's just so damn cold out. It's not like you can be pretty leisurely about your outdoor time. So we're shutting ourselves in more, which of course means that germs are easier to spread. And this, of course, is even more prevalent or more relevant, I suppose, if you have young children at home with developing immune systems who tend to catch everything. So if you have that, and maybe you're not in Canada, maybe you're somewhere else, but it seems as though every time you turn around, there's somebody who's getting this new variant from, I don't even want to say the word actually, because I think we're all pretty sick of it. So as we hibernate, it becomes so much easier to spread germs, doesn't it? And whether you're trying to avoid getting COVID, I wasn't going to say the word, but here I am. And I seem to know so many people who have gotten sick in this last variant that's been going around. I'm sure you do too. But let's not forget also the cold and the flu that is still going around as well. I know several people that have gotten sick from other things besides COVID. So as we hibernate, the germs tend to hang out with us and young children. There's all kinds of ways that we get sick and it's really hard to stay on top of it. But if you've got a robust immune system, not only can it prevent you from getting sick, but it can also shorten the duration of your sickness, which is pretty valuable. And this smoothie is not only full of tasty immune-boosting ingredients, but it further supports your general health with the addition of CBD as well. And of course, you could always do CBD or a ratio of THC and CBD or THC only, whatever your preference. I did this one with CBD myself, and it was delicious. Now, the recipe comes from the latest book by Jamie Evans, and she is the Herb Somm. That's what she is known by online. And she has an excellent website because she came from the wine industry and moved over to the cannabis industry. And she's written a couple books now. The book that the recipe came from is called Cannabis Drinks, Secrets to Crafting CBD and THC Beverages at Home. And there's a few other smoothie recipes in here, but I really wanted to focus on this one just because it's January, it's cold out, people are hibernating, people are getting sick, and this seemed like a really good one to share with folks who are looking to boost their immune system. And Jamie did give me permission to share this recipe. I will say I did buy her other book as well, The Ultimate Guide to CBD, which was also excellent. And it had quite a few beverages, but also had body care recipes in there and other things as well. And it was quite educational. That's a great book to pick up too. But this one focuses on drinks. And I really like that she did have a section on juices, shakes, and smoothies because I'm a big fan of both of those. And if you listened to last week's episode about the ultimate fitness smoothie, I mean, I eat I guess I drank that kind of smoothie nearly every day, though I do like to switch it up from time to time. And a smoothie like this immunity smoothie, was so good that it is something you could probably enjoy at any point during the day, perhaps as an afternoon pick-me-up, or you could start your morning with this as well. But it was delicious. So here's what she says in the book about this particular recipe. As flu season approaches, this smoothie is just what the doctor ordered. Naturally packed with vitamin C and full spectrum infused honey, this delicious, energizing drink will jumpstart your immune system, help fight off a number of ailments. One of the most power-packed ingredients included is Camu Camu. If you're new to this superfood, it's known to contain almost 10 times more vitamin C than a single orange. That's potent. For best results, use frozen fruits in this recipe. Your end result will be sorbet-like, so don't be afraid to eat it with a spoon. And I do have to say that I found that it was a nice, thick smoothie that just had a really smooth taste. Now, of course, I did have to do some substitutions on this particular one, because when I was putting it together, I didn't have any of the Camu Camu, and I was picking up some ingredients for it, and I was at a place that was definitely not going to be carrying that type of thing, so I actually didn't use it. But having read this introduction, I'm pretty interested in picking some of that up, just so I can add it to this smoothie and other smoothies, because I do like to try and take vitamin C on a regular basis. So it could be a good supplement to have in your cupboard that you can just easily add a teaspoon to drinks and smoothies when you need to boost your immune system, particularly over the winter months. So I did substitute that. Now, what I did for a substitution in that particular case is I happened to have something called maca root on hand. And there are a lot of well-known benefits to using maca root for a whole bunch of reasons, for a whole bunch of different things, of nutritional benefits. And I can link to an article about that in the show notes, but I just happen to have that on hand and it seemed like a healthy substitution. And there is vitamin C in maca root as well. So that's the substitution I use. Of course, if this is something, an ingredient that you can't find, it's not available, then by all means, leave it out. There's all kinds of other ingredients in this recipe that will help boost your immune system as well. Because what you're doing is the frozen fruits, you have frozen pineapple and frozen mango. Again, there's been a lot of supply shortages at the grocery store, so don't be afraid to do substitutions. When I went to get the ingredients for this particular recipe, the frozen mango was available, but not the frozen pineapple. So suddenly I'm standing there thinking, what's going to pair nicely instead of the pineapple? I ended up going for kiwi, and actually it was really nice. And that seemed to be a good substitution. You could probably use frozen peaches as well. But the nice thing about the frozen fruit, of course, is you can buy the bags, put them in your freezer, and then you have access to them whenever you want to make this particular smoothie. It called for a small frozen banana. I myself happened to use fresh banana for this one just because that's what I had. It did call for fresh pressed carrot juice. I bought a bottle of carrot juice at the store. It wasn't fresh pressed, I have to say, but it was a good brand. I believe it was organic. So sometimes, again, you have to use what you have access to. If you have fresh pressed carrot juice, if you have a juicer, by all means, use that. But if not, work with what you've got. It called for fresh squeezed orange juice. I did have oranges on hand, so I did fresh squeeze my oranges. The full spectrum infused honey, I did have that, of course, because I love to have a pantry full of delicious or ready to go infusions. And so that's what I used for that one. And again, you could substitute something else if you wanted to use, instead of the full spectrum infused honey, you could use a CBD oil that you've picked up from a dispensary or one that you've made yourself and add that in as well. It's calling for a teaspoon, and you can adjust as necessary depending on the potency that you're looking for. It also called for fresh squeezed lemon juice. I tend to keep bottled lemon juice in my fridge, so that's what I use, because you know what happens when I buy bags of lemons? I use some of the lemons and it's great. And then a couple months later, I'm usually pulling out some rock hard, kind of shriveled looking lemons from the back of the fridge. So I do like to keep the lemon juice on hand just because I find that it is there when I need it. So that's what I used instead. It does only call for a teaspoon though. So if you happen to have lemons, by all means, you don't need a whole lot. It called for the Camu Camu powder. Again, as I used a substitution of the maca root, but you could try and find this in your you know, local stores. I could check to see if they've, I'm sure they've got something like this on Amazon, so I can look to see if it's, I'll link to it if I find something that's not super expensive. And it also calls for a quarter teaspoon of ground ginger. So that, and I did have that. Of course, you could always maybe add fresh ginger as well if you do enjoy that kind of thing. And a fresh orange slice for garnish. So if you are fresh squeezing those oranges, keep a nice little slice so you can make it look pretty. And essentially, you add all the ingredients to a blender. You blend it until smooth and creamy. Serve in a glass of your choice and garnish with a slice of orange. And that's it. It's such a simple recipe to throw all together, and it really did taste good. So I would highly recommend that you give this one a shot, especially if you're feeling a little under the weather. Sometimes even that fresh ground ginger, the fresh ginger, I guess you wouldn't have to grind it up if it was fresh, but might be a nice way to sort of maybe just feel like you're doing something. Sometimes the placebo effect can be pretty powerful. Ground ginger versus fresh ginger. I mean, the ground ginger could also maybe be considered a little more potent as far as the effects go, but use what you have. And sometimes I really do like the sort of garlic ginger. At my daughter's restaurant, there's a garlic ginger shot that is pretty potent. I think it's got cayenne pepper in it as well. But when you're not feeling too well, that fresh ginger and garlic in this juice is fantastic. That is the recipe for this week. And I think if you give it a shot, you'll really enjoy it. And it will hopefully help you feel healthier. I mean, you just look at this, the glass, and you taste it and you're like, how am I not super healthy right now with this? So I really encourage you to try this recipe and see how you feel after you drink it. You'll feel like you're super healthy, but check out Jamie Evans's book, The Ultimate Guide to CBD, her first one, and Cannabis Drinks, Secrets to Crafting CBD and THC Beverages at Home. They're both fantastic. And on her website, if you go to theherbsalm.com, which I will link to in the show notes, she has an excellent pairing guide that I found on there. So if you're at all interested in pairing, let me see if I can find it here, because of course I don't have it open right away, but pairing cannabis with food and wine, and it lists dominant aromas and terpenes. So let's say myrcene, for instance, is listed on this chart, and it gives the terpene benefits, a couple of strains that are known to have these particular terpenes. And she offers food and wine pairings with those, with cannabis, with those terpenes in it. So that's pretty interesting. And she goes through the major terpenes that are found in cannabis. So the most prevalent ones being myrcene, limonene, alpha-pinene, beri-caryophyllene, neuroladol, and linalool. And most of those are ones that you'd be very familiar with if you've been consuming cannabis at all. But the food pairing chart is quite interesting, and I love what she's done with this. So it is worth checking out. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Because it can be really interesting to try and play around with terpenes and the wine pairing, which I find pretty interesting myself as someone who does like to enjoy the occasional glass of wine. Being able to marry my wine and weed together sounds wonderful to me. As an example, she gives, when I mentioned the myrcene, the wine pairings would be a Pinot Noir, a Syrah, and a Grenache. And then she also suggests a mushroom risotto, a spinach quiche, and truffle popcorn is also other wonderful food pairings. And all those things have just made me very hungry, and I would love to try that out. So other suggestions are there. And I should note as well that I will be having a guest on my show in the near future who I met during my time writing the exam for the Gangier Cannabis Sommelier Program. And this woman she is a wine sommelier, but now is also a cannabis sommelier. So we're going to be talking about a little bit of weed and wine in a future episode. So maybe if you want to do a little homework to get started, check out Jamie Evans' site, theherbsalm.com, and look for that pairing guide. Again, I'll link to that in the show notes. So I think that's it for this week, my friends. I really hope that you are staying healthy. I hope that this smoothie helps complement that goal, and that you are, of course, as always, enjoying many, many delicious edibles. And until next week, my friends, stay high.